Right, but someone might discover something where they'll see that the fish and meat is an issue, whereas if there are no snakes, there are no snakes. So that's the way I think they generally explain the discrepancy.
If you were to ascertain whether, meaning that's true to a certain degree, until you figure out the actual, meaning the chemical react, whatever it is, the way the fish and meat react to the person's body, there is a certain way to ascertain.
Well, no, we can never understand. We can never assume that our medical knowledge is perfect. There are always things that we're discovering medically. But we can assume that if I don't see a snake here, there's no snake here.
To a point where Asur becomes Sakana? That meaning, even if we have no...
Yeah, because Chazal already asked it at Mishum Sakana. So we have to assume that they knew what they were talking about. We just don't understand. Unless it's something observable. That's the argument. That's the argument that's made. But again, what you're arguing is Magen Avraham's position. Magen Avraham says, Ein Echinami. We don't have to worry about any of this, and that's why Rav Shechter uses the same fork for fish and meat. Yeah. I'm not sure what Chazal say about that. What Chazal, do they say it's only meat that has a din of basar midaraisa or even chicken? I don't know. Chicken is only basar midrabanan, but I don't know what the sakana issue was. Was it a sakana issue even for chicken? Because whether something is classified as basar and daraisa or rabbanan level has no bearing on whether it's dangerous or not. So it would really depend on whether Chazal saw that as dangerous. I don't know. I don't know if they saw it as dangerous. I assume so. Most people do use a different fork for chicken than they use for fish, right? Yeah.
You say the same thing, but would Rav Shechter have like the murder bomb just holding a fish meat sandwich? Do you go that far?
I don't know. I don't know.
Use the same fork.
They're using the same fork, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if you
would have.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he only holds. I don't know. I never asked him that. I don't know. Can't say. So anyway, what I'm trying to get to over here is, why in the world would we say that the Rambam holds that it's daraisa to hold yourself in from going to the bathroom, and that it's daraisa to use the bloodletting utensils? He keeps on saying asru chachamim makas mardus. So why would you stretch it like that and say that he's talking daraisa? So if you look in the Beis Yosef in Yardesim Kufta Zayin, v'asru lechol machalim shenaf shaladim katzabem. Person's all that eat disgusting things. All of these things are usher in the category of altashaktsus nafshu sechem. Kol zeh loshen Rambam sof hilchos ma'achol asuros. All of this appears in the Rambam in the end of hilchos ma'achol asuros. V'humi digarsin in perik elu enolokin, and it comes from Maseches Makos. Amar Rabbi Bi Bar Abaye, hayman deshasi bekarna du'umna, kavur mishum lo sashaktsu. U'mashma la Rambam. Delav de lo sashaktsu lidvarim asurim amurim b'parsha. That the lav in the Torah is only for those things that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. The bugs and things like that, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. Not for all this other stuff. Ella dirabbanan ismichu dvarim elu, the pasuk said. But the rabban made an asmachta to the pasuk. V'kivan d'midrabbanan inu, and since it's all midrabbanan, eino loka aleihem. You don't get malchus. Avol mikol mako makanos makos mardus k'mal shar mitzvos rabbanan. So he says, well, we would have thought from the Rambam, it's all the rabbanan. So that if we would stop right there, we'd have no reason to say any different. However, he says, ve'efshar nami da'anich mili da'oraisa nami asidi elo dekimlu l'rabbanan de'in lokan aleim k'da ashkechan b'chatzi shir dosim min ha'torah ve'in lokan aleim. An interesting tushta. He says, it's also possible that it's asur midaraisa, but we don't get malchus for it because this is one of those isur midaraisa that we have a tradition that you don't get malchus for. Wherever do we have an isur midaraisa that you don't get malchus for? It's a chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. When you eat a chatzi gezayis of nevela or tshefa or whatever, it's asur min haTorah, but you don't get malchus. When you eat a chatzi shir in Yom Kippur, asur min haTorah. People think chatzis shir is mutter, or it's only nisa drabban. It's not. It's asur min haTorah when you have shiurim on Yom Kippur. It's nisa daraisa. But you don't get punished. There's no onesh on chatzis shir. So maybe they have such a tradition. Now there are two ways to read the Beis Yosef. You could read in the Beis Yosef the efshar nami as here's the shitas Rambam. The Rambam holds it's asur min drabbanan. The efshar nami. You could also tie in that it's nisa daraisa. Who's you? Not the Rambam. Someone else could tie in that it's nisa daraisa. Or you could read the Beis Yosef, as this is all talking within Shitas HaRambam. That the Rambam holds sounds like he's saying it's Rabbanan, but Vafshanami, what the Rambam might also mean, is that it's really Doraisa. What's my big kasha? If the Rambam is saying it's Doraisa, why does he say you don't get Malkus? That's like Chatzishir. Now, if that's what the Beis Yosef means, that's why you need this whole Shtickle Torah that we had yesterday. How when the Rambam says Asru Chachamim, he doesn't mean that it's a Drabbanan. He means Lo Masar Kasvel Chachamim. And when the Rambam says you don't get Malkus, you only don't get Malkus, even though it's Nisa Doraisa, because the Pashtus of the Pasuk, Pashtei Dekra, is about the Shratzim, and everything that comes out of that is not the Pashtei Dekra. And you don't get Malkus on the Tafel in the Pasuk. And I think it fits beautifully into what the Beis Yosef is saying. Whenever you see in Rishonim, I was listening to Rabbi Yehuda Septim was talking last night about his Rebbe, Rav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, and he was saying that what Rav Lichtenstein was trying to do for his Talmidim when he said Shir, he used to say this all the time, was that I'm trying to give you the biggest keychain I possibly can. What do you mean? I could teach you Torah, and you'll know that Torah that I taught. But he was trying to give them ways of thinking about it. A keychain, a key, opens up a room. When you get into the room, now you have exposure to the whole room. He's not giving you the whole room. He's giving you the key. So you can get into that room on your own, and now you have exposure to so much, now you'll gain so much. So he's trying to give the biggest keychain. And he gave us an example. He says, so when you learnt by him, you know that when you see certain things, take a classic example. Shomea ke'one. Whenever you see something is ki this, you have to ask the question. Does ki mean that it's the same? Or does it mean similar? Those are different things. Similar would mean that in one element, in one characteristic, they share a characteristic. The same would mean that they're based in the same din. That they emerge from the same halacha, that it's the same kiyum. So the old chakir, shomea ka'one, is it ka'one mamish? Or it's no, ke'one, like you were mekayim the mitzvah, but not the same as being one. So when the Beis Yosef says that violating Baal Teshaktsu by not going to the bathroom, violating Baal Teshaktsu by drinking from bloodletting utensils, is like chatzi shir. What's he doing? Is he just saying, well, it's an Issa D'Oraisa they don't get Malkus for? So you want to know what's an Issa D'Oraisa you don't get Malkus for? Chatzi shir is also an Issa D'Oraisa you don't get Malkus for. So yeah, it's the same thing. In that level. Not that it's the same, that it's similar. That these are the only two examples of things we can think of that are an Issa. Meaning you shouldn't think it's totally off the wall to have an Issa D'Oraisa they don't get Malkus for, because we have it all the time with Chatzi shir. Or maybe he's saying something more. Maybe he's saying something more. Because why would he say Chatzi Shir? Why not say, Mi didahava alav shein bo maisa? Mi didahava alav nitik la'asei? Mi didahava alav shenitim la'asar z'misis beizdin? I don't know. You can come up with lots of examples of los haseis in the Torah for which you don't get Malkus. Why does he dafka pick Chatzi Shir? So what does Chatzi Shir mean? Chatzi shir is, you did that iser, but you did it in a less impactful way, right? In fact, what is it? The Ramban uses the term chatzi shir not only when he describes half of a shir of an iser. Where does Ramban use it? I'm thinking, it's, I just slipped my mind just now. The Ramban talks about Chatzi Shir in the context Maram Shik with the grandfather. It's like a Chatzi Shir of Kibrav. Yeah, it's also an unusual Chatzi Shir. Right? That the quality of the mitzvah is a Chatzi Shir in the mitzvah, not in terms of a shir. Ramban is something like that, though. also like in that kind of a mudna context where it's not about a shir, it's an unusual kind, it's about that you're not doing the mitzvah to its fullest. And that's what we call chatzi shir also. I don't remember the context of the Ramban. I don't know, it's going to kill me the rest of the day that I don't remember what the... All right, I have to search Ramban ala Torah. Search for chatzi shir. He says like a chatzi shir. I don't know. But you have such an idea that chatzi shir is not only when you do it in half measure, but chatzi shir is also when you do the mitzvah in not quite a strong way. Now, according to Rav Asher Weiss's whole shtickel Torah over here, Iker, Tafel, right? That you only get Malkus for that which is the Iker, not that which is the Tafel. Maybe that's what he means, Mididava Chatzi Shir. That it's just like Chatzi Shir. That you're doing this Isser, but you're just not doing it with all the bells and whistles. And if you don't do the Isser with all the bells and whistles, with all the trimmings, you don't get Malkus for it. If you do the Isser in a lesser way, without all the fancy stuff, without all the greatest impact of the Isser, then you're not going to get Malkus for it. So I thought that maybe fits very nicely into the Beis Yosef, and it fits very nicely into the Lashon of the Rambam. That we don't get Malkus because Pashtei Dekra is about Shratzim. Pashtei Dekra. Now, we mentioned Gemara Shabbos yesterday. Also talks about Lotus Shaksos Nafsho Seichem. Anyone have a chance to look up that Gemara again? Where was it? Sad Yemen Beis, right? Yeah, Sad Yemen Beis. What? Last Gemara in the parak. Rabbi Dumar Af Hamotzi. So what's it going on? So the Mishnah had said that Af Hamotzi Mishamshe Avodazar Kolshu, meaning the Mishnayos are talking about how much of something you have to carry in order to be chayiv for Otzah on Shabbos, right? So the shear is always an impactful amount, an amount that's a chash of amount. So if you carry out mishamshe avodah zara kolshu, that's you'd be chayiv for that, because the pasuk says liyibak biyadcha meuma min acherim, that any bit of avodah zara is a violation of the issur. Ach shvei kra li isura, says Rashi. Even though you might think this is worthless, the Torah considers any tiny piece of Avodah Zarah chashu. Achshuve, that same concept we were just talking about in the Temen al-Achshir before. That it's achshuve, that even though it may be that something that's not right, l'achilus adam, is not considered non-kosher, but by you eating it, you're achshuve. You consider it. So over here, the Torah considers any tiny bit of Avodah Zarah to be important. Says Gorav, Tanakama Savar Lo. Tanakama apparently holds a Masha of Odzor Yinachai for my time. Dilma Achille. Because no, this is going on the previous halacha. I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong Mishnah. It's going on the next Mishnah. Sorry. The next Mishnah talks about bugs. That's why it's no geha to us. It's talking about bugs. A chag of chai, a grasshopper, something like that. Okay, it's good to know about Avodah Zarah also. So it says, Bein chaya, bein mesa, kol shu, shematzniyo nosa l'refuah. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Afa motzi chag of chai, tome kol shu, shematzniyo nosa l'katan lischok. You'd have a grasshopper to give to a child to play with. It's a good plaything for a child. So therefore, even if it's very tiny, it's chashuv enough to be chai for Otzah. Alright, Tanakama, why does Tanakama hold not that way? Meaning, why does Tanakama hold that you're not chayiv for carrying it, that it's not chashuv? Right? Tanakama must hold that you would never use it for anything. What do you mean? Your kids are always begging you, come on, bring me home some live grasshoppers to play with. So wouldn't you always save it for your kid whenever you come across a live grasshopper? Wouldn't you always want to save that for your kid? No, you don't want to save it for your kid. Dilma achile. Because if you give it to your kid might eat it. So you don't want to give live grasshoppers to your kid. Yachi Taranami. Rav Kana, Avakam, Kamei Durav, Avakam, Avar, Shushiva, Apume, Amle Shakli, Dololim, Rumechel, Kachle, Avakam, Mishom, Baal Tashak, Sosnav, Shosechem. Well then, if it's a live grasshopper, even if it's kosher, you shouldn't give it to your kid, because he's not allowed to eat that either. Because if you're eating a live grasshopper, it's a violation of Baal Tashak, too. Ela, Dilma, Mayis, Va'achalei. No, the concern is not that the kid's going to eat a live grasshopper. He's never going to eat his live toy. It's if it's his toy breaks, he's going to eat it. So if it dies, he's going to eat it. And that's only a problem if it's not kosher. But a kosher grasshopper is not a problem. Rabbi Yehuda holds, great line, one of the best lines in Shas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, no, what's the kid going to do if his grasshopper dies? He's not going to eat it. He's going to eulogize it. Imayis katan mispat sapidlei. He'll make a funeral. He'll say a hesped. He's not going to eat his pet grasshopper. We used to have a turtle when I was a very little boy. Rivki the turtle. My brother made a whole hesped, a funeral. I still don't know why it was called Rivki. I was like 3. My brother was in charge. So he'll eulogize. So now, take a look at the Aruch Lener. We have this whole discussion. Drabon and Daraisa. Zok the Aruch Lener. Harit for Kazem B'Shem Aram Alevi. Dizay Esr Taruhu. Vishakol. And Farshim Chol Kol Av Esriul Adein Raka Smachta. Kamo Iduk Tav Amasha Nekavav. Vitzorich Tam Mai Taim Ad Rabbeinu Meir Alevi. Why is Rabbeinu Meir Alevi holds that holding it from going to the bathroom is Drabonan, but using bloodletting utensils for drinking is Doraisa. Lefari shach de karna du umna drosha gemurihi. Achad amash and kav veinu midrabanan. Why would you hold that one is Darabanan and one is Doraisa? Meaning manavshuch. Bugs, eating bugs, Doraisa. Good. Everything else should be in one category. It should either all be Darabanan or all be Doraisa. So says the Aruch Lener, V'ulai yotzalo kein mima damrin b'shabis. Iyachi tar nami v'kav mishum bal tashaktu. Maybe it's based on Akamar and Shabbos that it's a violation of bal tashaktu if you give your kid a live grasshopper and he eats the live grasshopper. Ayin shem pirush rashi shakasav shemash v'yesh v'lem mishum bal tashaktu yotza misugya dahacha. And Rashi over there says, how do I know that it's bal tashaktu? Because our Gemara says it. Right? Rashi says, Tohar chai nami dilma achalei v'im yishum de'in ba'u isra evim menachai d'chaga v'ein tohan shchita ispe miyam yishum bal tashaktu b'mesechus makos kidderav kahana. It's bal tashaktu based on the Gemara and makos like Rav Kahana says. Who is Rav Kahana in our Gemara? So Rav Kahana, where was Rav Kahana in our Gemara? Did he come up in our Gemara? Is that a typo? I don't know. Do you mean Rav Huna? Is he Rav Kahana in our Gemara? What do you mean? What did you say? Yeah, on the side of the page it says that Kedar Rav Kahana is taken out of Rashi. That should be like the next line in the Gemara in Shabbos, maybe. No, not necessarily Gemara and Shabbos, it's just taken out. On the side, it takes out Kedrav Kana. Fine. But why is he pointing to our Gemara? Meaning, what's the Bal Tashaktu of eating a live grasshopper? So, you might have said, well, it says not to eat creepy crawlies. No, but there's a kosher creepy crawly. So there's something that you're allowed to eat. So, just because it's alive, who said that because it's alive, that makes a Bal Tashaktu? So he says, yeah, you got to look in Makos. Say that it's Baltashaktu. Well, where do you see Makos that it's Baltashaktu? You can't be referring to the to holding yourself in from going to the bathroom, because that, according to the Ritva, everyone agrees it's Rabbanan. You know, leaving out the smack. According to the Ritva, everyone agrees that's Rabbanan. It must be it's referring to drinking from the blood-letting utensil, and that's Baltashaktu. And therefore, eating live grasshopper by definition is Baltashaktu. Why? What's the Geder? So the Geder is probably the way the Rambam formulated it. The Rambam kept on formulating, anytime you eat or drink, that which Rov B'nei Adam think is disgusting, you violate a Bal Tashaktu. So probably what he's assuming is, holding yourself from going to the bathroom is not Doraisa, because it's not eating or drinking. The issue of Lo Tashaktu Snaf Shusechem is an issue of Achila. It has to be a Maisa Achila. whether it's a chefza of achila that you're eating, but it has to be an act of eating. That people are grossed. How can you, grossed out? How can you ingest that? That which was in a disgusting kli, that which is alive, and that would be los hashachzos nafshecha midaraisa. All these stuff go to the bathroom. That's only drabanu because you're not ingesting anything. That lechora could be the geder. Now the question then becomes: wait, if it's a din in achila, would you say that if you have a chatzi shir of it? Let's say you have less than a kezayis. If it's a din of achila, it's less than a kezayis mutter? Because it's less than a kezayis? And in a din of achila, it's less than a kezayis mutter? So this is a tshuva in the Beis Yaakov, Simon Kuf Gimel. It says, Baal tashak supachs mi kezayis, there's no issue. That's very strange. Rav Asher Weiss points out. Because it sounds like the iser is an iser of being disgusting, not an iser achila. But if you say pshat in the Ramah is that Amash in the cover is only Nisid Rabbanan, but Shosta Mikarna Duum Nisa is going to be Duum Nisa is an Issa Daraisa because Mash in the cover is only non-eating, whereas Shosta Mikarna Duum Nisa is eating. So then you see that the Issa Daraisa relates to eating. However, even that's not so clear. I'm going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem. There's a Bach that sounds, Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah. Not Rabbeinu Yonah, Shari Tshuva on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds not that way. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick it from there. And we'll get into the Halacha tomorrow. So I'll try to get into the Halacha L'maisa of the Sugya.